Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with an update on Tropical Storm Fay at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Fay continues to be basically stationary very near Cape Canaveral, Florida, on the east coast of Florida. It's expected, though, that Fay will begin a slow northward movement the remainder of today and tonight. We still have tropical storm warnings now from Fort Pierce to the south to Altamaha Sound up on the north coast of Georgia. High surf, beach erosion, and tides maybe 1 or 2 feet or above normal will be the main impact immediately on the coast. But the primary threat from Fay is because it's stationary. We're getting torrential rains, especially in the area around Melbourne, where the center of the storm has been continuously producing thunderstorms since yesterday. Rainfall amounts are currently in the 15 to 20 inch range there and could go as high as 30 inches. Elsewhere, 6 to 12 inches of rain with isolated amounts of 20 inch along the northeast coast of Florida are also expected. After tonight, the storm is expected to begin a more or less westward trek along the coast of Florida, North Florida, go through the Panhandle, possibly even emerging for a short period of time in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, the main threat over the next several days will be the very heavy rains and flooding that occurs because of those heavy rains. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center at 2 p.m.